You like Loz's jokes?
How's that, Mossy?
Mate, do you know what? I missed it because I had Nick Dubring in my ear.
That's a great result. Say thank you, Mossy, you're blessed.
He's not telling it again.
No chance.
For everyone's sake.
I can if you want. I've got plenty more where that come from.
Mate, those who say Laurie Daly's a joke don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Big sobering day ahead for the A-League, Mossy.
It is, Middo. It's the inevitable, isn't it? It's been brewing, and look, I think at the end of the day, you've got sporting bodies who run their codes, but you've got the government who run their country, and this thing is bigger than any sport, as we've spoken about many times, and the expected restrictions on travel and all sorts of things, social distancing, it's made it impossible, untenable, and the other thing is, you know, from a sporting perspective, you know, watching these games behind closed doors on TV and the lack of atmosphere and seeing some teams have played 23 games, other teams have played 20 games, you know, it's turning the elite competitions of our codes into a farce. Players aren't able to put their best foot forward because they've got things other than sport on their mind. And I think we all just need to take a back seat, take a big, deep breath, look after our health, make sure our families are okay, and we'll resume when the time is right.
Mossy, how does the A-League survive?
Clarky, I don't know how long we've got for this segment. It's usually about 7 minutes.
not enough time.
Probably need a lot longer to discuss that. But look, it's a very pertinent question. It's a very good question. It's an educated question, mate. There's a lot of stuff that needs to go on behind the scenes, and I think I said last week, you know, I see this as a great opportunity because there isn't a ball being kicked on a training field or match day where the whole game can get together, obviously not in person, but certainly via Zoom or video conferencing, and really sort our stuff out and unite and work out where the kinks are, because there's plenty of them. And we really need to take the game forward. This is our big opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Mossy, with rugby league, there's already been talk that, you know, it won't look the same. Obviously, the A-League will have to change their modelling going forward. But, you know, we mightn't see 16 teams in the NRL competition next year. What would the A-League look like? Do you think all those teams that are there at the moment will survive?
Well, it's supposed to look like a 12-team comp because we're supposed to have MacArthur FC coming into the competition for next season. But that's another good question, Loz. How long's a piece of string? How many of these clubs, and only the clubs really privately would know their financial situation. I'm sure FFA are across it, the A-League club owners who are running, pseudo-running the competition at the moment. But yeah, there's going to be some serious reflection going on, and everyone's going to need a big, big mirror that gives a true reflection of where they're at and how they can move forward. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two maybe drop off the perch from this. And that, again, that could be seen as a positive because it's a chance to reset, refocus, and take the game forward.
And naturally, the dreams of the Oli Roos and the Matildas heading to the Olympics look set to be put on hold as well, Mossy.
Yeah, again, Middo, look, this is the biggest sporting event in the world, on par with the Football World Cup, and probably bigger in a lot of people's eyes. Maybe I'm being a bit biased, but unless every athlete and every coach can go there at the very top of their game with a single focus of putting their best foot forward, what's the point in having an elite competition like that go ahead? And again, the restrictions have made it impossible for athletes to prepare at 100%, focus at 100%. So it's the only smart decision, as with the Champions League and Europa League in Europe. These things have to be given time and space so the athletes can produce their very best for the fans who pay good money and the television stations that that bankroll them.
And if we don't see a ball kicked in anger for a while, we saw a good one last night to Steven Igarkovic. That was a great goal to get the Jets all 3 points against Melbourne City in an upset.
Yeah, two fantastic goals for the Jets last night. Nick Fitzgerald, who I used to coach up at the Mariners, and Igarkovic with a worldie from outside the box. You know, credit to the players with everything going on and no crowd, no atmosphere. They produced a pretty good game up there in Newcastle, and it's a good result. Carl Robinson, the new manager up there, has certainly turned things around since he took over for the Jets. It might be all too little too late, or they might not get to even finish the season. But what a lovely touch to see Glenn Moss, my namesake, come on for his 250th game off the bench, the goalkeeper. He's retiring at the end of this season. That could have been it last night. So great to see him get a few minutes at the end of the game, and credit to Carl Robinson for giving him that opportunity as well.
Mossy, been great to talk to you as always, mate.
Yeah, let's hope Robbie Slater and I don't lose our jobs over this, eh?
No way.
Come on, we can talk marbles. We can talk such a wide-ranging skill set.
Mate, you're diverse, Mossy.
That's it. We can get on and talk jokes. Apparently, Laurie Dale's got a book.
Well, I got another one here.
No, Loz.
Mossy, did you hear about the wooden car? It
no,
wouldn't start.
Oh, do me.
Oh, surely, is there an ad break or something?
There
we can
actually
go to?
Is. There Good. Is. It's coming up.
I got a better one for you, Loz.
What do you got?
Why was the shark so embarrassed when it looked up?
Why?
Saw the ship's bottom.
Oh. Mossy, no.
Love you, Mossy.
No.
This is horrendous.
We're both fathers. We
oh, my goodness.
See you. Mossy, bloke goes to the doctor with a strawberry hanging out of his forehead. He says, "Doc, what can I put on the strawberry?" He said, "A bit of cream."
This is doing.